When Donald Trump first made his insulting comments about Mexicans, some major organizations went on the offensive, as you'll recall. Spanish broadcaster Univision dropped the Miss USA pageant, which Trump owns. Next to cut ties with Trump were Macy's and NBC Universal. Even Serta said it would stop selling Trump brand mattresses. We've been finding Trump pushback as far south as Bogota, Colombia. Music critic Beto Arcos is in Los Angeles and joins me now. So, Beto, we're talking about Mexican ensemble Los Tigres del Norte, the godfathers of Norteño music. They're on tour in Colombia. What are they saying about Trump?
Well, they're saying that, you know, his remarks about Mexicans and about immigrants are intolerable, and they are absolutely worried about the backlash that this means for immigrants. Basically, they're saying, look, we are immigrants too. We came to this country in the late 60s. We are hardworking people, just like everybody else, and send money to our families. We're not criminals. We're normal people, just like any other immigrant. So why is he attacking us? This really worries us. One of the leaders, Jorge Hernandez, was quoted as saying that they should start a boycott. You know, maybe then he'll get the message that our voice really means something.
Do they really have a boycott strategy of their own, or are they calling for their fans to join the boycott of Trump's businesses?
I think they're part of a number of organizations, of artists, of people. I've heard other artists also, you know, say, you know, look, what is he talking about? You know, he's just, you know, ridiculous that he's calling us criminals and rapists and all of this. So it's basically joining the voices, the rallying cry against this character that is very offensive.
Let me just ask you about Los Tigres del Norte. I mean, they've been outspoken about social and political issues in the past. Do their songs and activism have any effect?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if there is a group that actually writes songs and tells a story of hardworking immigrants, it's called Los Tigres del Norte. They've been doing that from the very beginning. I mean, they've been writing songs about immigrants for years and years. I mean, they have songs about the pride of being a Mexican living in this country and the difficulties of sort of having the two identities, the Mexican and the American. In fact, there's a great song called Somos Más Americanos, where they talk specifically about this issue. You know, hey, people are calling us undocumented. They're calling us illegal. Guess what, folks? We're just as American, if not more American than you. We've been here long before you came. You know, this is a great song. In fact, there's a great version with Zach de la Rocha singing with them live at the Palladium in Los Angeles.
And so translate the title for us.
Somos Más Americanos means we are more American.
Music writer Beto Arcos joining us from Los Angeles. Thank you, Beto.
My pleasure, Marco.
I guess solamente más americano than that would be the Native Americans. That'll do it for The World on this Friday. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Hope you'll join us back here on Monday.